It is Monday, January 14th, 2013, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. Support for KUAF comes from the Rogers Historical Museum, offering real objects, true stories, family fun, and lifelong learning. Current exhibits include Benton County crime stories, Building Rogers, and to cap it all off, an exhibit on hats and hat making. Located in historic downtown Rogers, 621-1154 or rogersarkansas.com/museum for more information. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, combating plagiarism on college campuses with a new kind of blackboard. And we'll preview the 2013 session of the Arkansas Legislature. The General Assembly is opening today. And our conversation with Richard Sander, a professor at the University of California, Los Angeles, who has written several controversial articles, papers, opinions, and a book about affirmative action. That conversation later on this edition of Ozarks at Large. First, U.S. Representative Tom Cotton stopped in Texarkana this weekend and talked with locals there about several issues. He weighed in on former U.S. Senator Chuck Hagel's nomination for the post of U.S. Secretary of Defense, a decision that Cotton has been critical of.
Just because I do think that he would not be the kind of advocate and champion for our troops that the current Secretary of Defense, who is a Democrat, Leon Panetta, has been. I also just think he has very dangerous views on Iran and Hamas and Hezbollah. And a very strange hostility towards Israel.
Representative Cotton has voiced his concern over the nomination to several news outlets, including the Wall Street Journal. Residents attending the event asked questions concerning a range of other topics, including gun control. The representative says he does not support an assault weapons ban or a ban on large capacity magazines.
Primarily because I don't think they're effective. The evidence shows that they have not decreased crime in general. They have not decreased mass murders in particular. We had an assault weapons ban in this country from 1994 to 2004. The Department of Justice has said there's no evidence that it reduced crime.
More than 60 people attended Representative Cotton's town hall meeting in Texarkana. The meeting was his first since taking the post of U.S. Representative of Arkansas's 4th Congressional District. He was sworn in earlier this month. Another Arkansas congressman, Tim Griffin, is calling on the president to, as he says, tell the American people the truth about the country's financial situation. Representative Griffin says it's much worse than the president has admitted to date. In a letter to the White House, Congressman Griffin wrote with Colorado Republican Cory Gardner, urging the president to use the upcoming State of the Union address to get real with the country about spending.
The national debt of the United States is not debatable. It is what it is. He ought to inform Americans in that speech how much our debt is. It's also not debatable that Medicare is on the road to bankruptcy, and the Medicare trustees estimate 7 to 9 years.
Congressman Griffin says the recently enacted tax increases will do very little to help the crisis. He says the annual deficit was a little more than $1 trillion before the tax increases, and now will be a little less than $1 trillion. He says the administration has produced $1 trillion in new deficit spending each of its 4 years. The State of the Union, by the way, is scheduled for February 12th. We'll have live coverage on KUAF. Arkansas House Speaker Davy Carter says a Medicaid funding shortfall is the biggest issue facing the state in its upcoming legislative session. On Friday, he told a lunchtime crowd at the Clinton School of Public Service that every conversation he's had in recent weeks has come around to that program. He says his goal is to direct funding toward education and economic development so that Medicaid services aren't as necessary.
I'm no way saying that necessary resources should not be allocated to help the ones in most need. What I'm saying is that there becomes a time when your policymakers are going to be forced into making hard choices between increasing our investment in things such as education and infrastructure and other worthy causes. I submit to you that that time is getting closer.
The speaker also says he's not convinced the state can afford an expansion of Medicaid that's part of the federal health care law. The speaker also spoke highly of the tenure of Governor Mike Beebe and praised the governor and other lawmakers for a $300 million surplus the state expects in its next fiscal year. He says some of that surplus should go toward shoring up the Medicaid funding gap. Tomorrow night, Fort Smith city directors will be faced with the decision of whether to allow urban archery deer hunts to help counter growing deer populations in the city. Fort Smith Police Chief Kevin Lindsay says that the main area where these proposed hunts would take place is in the Fort Chaffee redevelopment area.
The Chaffee Crossing folks are interested in pursuing something that not only would result in the reduction of the deer herd, but also to be conducted in a much safer way and in a more controlled manner. And that was the reason that this urban deer hunt has been proposed. My understanding is the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission have approached a number of other cities within the state of Arkansas. Several of them are actively pursuing these urban deer hunts. And the nice thing about them is that they are sanctioned by the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. There are a lot of administrative controls, many of which are safety issues.
Lindsay says many of the controls in place are safety precautions put in place by the Game and Fish Commission. The urban hunts have been conducted in a handful of communities around the state, the largest being Russellville. We'll have more on the proposed urban hunt in Fort Smith on tomorrow's edition of Ozarks at Large. The Bentonville School Board will hold a special meeting tonight with the purpose of discussing the results of a recent survey regarding growth options for the district's high school. Of the nearly 4,000 responses received by the school district, more than 2,200 responded. They were in favor of a second high school, but at a lower cost than was proposed in a millage election last year. The meeting tomorrow night will be held at 7 at the school administration building on Tiger Boulevard. The Pryor Center for Arkansas Oral and Visual History has a new director. The University of Arkansas, which is home to the Pryor Center, announced today that after conducting a national search, Randy Dixon has been named director of the center. Dixon is the former news director of KATV in Little Rock. His appointment to lead the Pryor Center comes nearly 4 years after the Little Rock station donated some 24,000 hours of video and news film dating back to the 1950s. In addition to the usual managerial duties, Dixon will be responsible for two upcoming projects, one of which is the Arkansas Story Bus, a project with the goal of collecting more interviews with people from around the state. Dixon will also supervise the center's move to new facilities on the downtown Fayetteville Square. The University of Arkansas women's basketball team fell to Vanderbilt yesterday in Nashville, 78-58. The loss drops the Razorbacks to 1-3 in SEC play and 13-4 overall. They'll next play Georgia in Bud Walton Arena Thursday night. Friday, the number one ranked University of Arkansas men's indoor track and field team defeated number 3 Texas in a dual meet in Fayetteville. Also Friday, the number 7 women's team defeated Oklahoma State in a dual meet. The men's and women's track and field teams will next participate at a meet in Texas A&M. That's on Saturday. Partly cloudy, lows from 12 in northwest Arkansas tonight to about 20 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-30s in northwest Arkansas, around 40 tomorrow for the Arkansas River Valley. And for tomorrow night, partly cloudy, still cold, lows around 14 tomorrow night in northwest Arkansas, around 21 for the Arkansas River Valley.